Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among the relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. On the fifth day of Christmas, the reality that God became man, but he chose to do so by becoming man in a family. The Lord has made family good. Now, the Lord has made family holy. I think sometimes we can get the mistaken idea that there's families, and then we make it Christian on top of that. The reality that every culture from all time has had family. Man, woman, and their children. That's been the building block, the cell of society for all time. But it's not just adding Christian spice to it. Family has been something from the beginning, back in Genesis, that God made man and woman and joined them together in order them to bear fruit and multiply. That the family is good, and that is God's plan to bring his kingdom into the earth. That in God's plan, he made the family to be the image of the Trinity. That man gives himself completely to woman, who receives his gift of self, and gives herself completely back to him, and from that bears children, which is the image of God, the Father, who gives himself completely to the Son, receives the Father's love, and gives himself completely back to the Father, and bears the Holy Spirit. That the family is the image of the Trinity. When God became man, he became man in a family, became man in the mess of human family. Yeah, the Holy Family is good, as near perfection as it gets. And yet, as we hear in the gospel today, even they, Joseph, Mary, lose God, lose Jesus. That it gets messy. That family life is not perfect. That we miscommunicate often. And it's right there where God became flesh. And it's right there where the Lord wanted to bring holiness, and there where he wanted to bring his kingdom from that place. This is something that's been in my heart since coming to St. Vincent's. From when I first started coming to Vincent's, I imitate Father Dan in so much, and I'm trying to learn so much from him. One of them is just, if we want to do something, we have to be practical about it. And for the rectory, if we want to have time, we pray together. What's it going to look like? For us, it means praying together every morning and 3 times the week of the evening. If we want to have meals together, we're going to make it happen. So the priests have meals together 3 times a week. For his life, he wants to have meals with just anyone who wants to have dinner with him. So every Friday night, he'll have dinner with anyone who wants to have dinner with him. Now that football season's over, I do the same thing, and every Friday night, whoever wants to have dinner, like, okay, let's do it. Back in June, the first few families, it was the same thing over and over and over again. I'd come over to a wonderful family's home, a young family that had little children, and the mother would just sit back and let the husband share about his experience on going Christ Renews or Armor of God or something like that. And just, Father, like, yeah, I'd go to Mass, but my gosh, it's just been amazing the first few times. Like, since going to Christ Renews, my faith has changed. I'm on fire, and I want to be a father in a new way. And it was just so beautiful. The wife just sitting back, so happy to let her husband share that story. And how the husband is just like, I'm in. Let's do. What do we got to do? And it was just such a joy to hear that again and again. Or a husband, like, I've been in Mass for years. I was a convert, and I went for my wife because I wanted to be with her. But one Mass in particular, just, my goodness, something changed. And just getting to sit back while the father of the family got to say how much good that was for him. It was just such a joy. Not only the joys of the father, but also the sorrows. Time and time again, I heard fathers say that I'm working a job that's just soul-sucking, and it's so taxing, and it's such a heavy cross. Just personally, my heart would just go out to them. Just, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know what that could look like, change. I'm sorry, and I'm just praying for you, and how much that hurts, and I'm sorry. But just want something to help them be with them. And I knew that, as a young priest, I don't know what that could look like, of course, but we have so many wonderful groups. We have Christ Renews to get young men kind of kickstart. We have Armor of God to give formation to young men. We have Knights of Columbus to give them a chance to serve others, to give them a mission. We have Rekindle the Fire, have a wonderful conference twice a year. Just so many groups for men. My heart has just gone out to fathers in particular so much since coming here. That's been the thing that my heart just moves for. And as a young priest, like, I don't know what it should look like. Then a month ago, we had Fight Night. All the men, the 1,000 men that came here at 10 p.m. on a Monday night. And it was just so amazing to see. For 6 months, my heart just being, I don't know what ministry should look like for men, for fathers here. And seeing this, this is it. We have so many groups here that are so good. Thanks be to God, we should. But to have something that's not even a group, just, we're once a month going to have an opportunity, a call for men to be watchmen, to go pray for an hour in the oratory. Not a group. Just go pray for your family. Just go and ask God what the plan is for your family and how good that is. I truthfully believe the Lord is doing something in this parish, specifically with the fathers of the parish. And it is insanely exciting to be a young parochial vicar just to watch it all happen. I have no idea what it's going to look like. But 20 years from now, a father's going to the oratory once a month, just asking God, what do you want for my family? The fruit that will bear is incalculable. It brings so much hope. The last thing I want to do is put on one more thing to the fathers of the family. Because the fathers of St. Vincent de Paul Parish are doing a lot, and it's so good. Not one more thing, but I pray one less thing in a way. Sundays. Just leisure time with your family. There's a priest I knew who had a wonderful parishioner, many young children. He had his oldest daughter was causing some trouble, rebellious phase. It happens every now and then. Who knows? But the man go up to the priest and said, Father, my prayer for the past month, every day, has been going to the Lord and telling him, Lord, you have a problem with my daughter. You need to do something here. And the priest said, that is such a good prayer. The Oratory of St. Mary Magdalene, we can go to the Lord and say, God, you have a problem. What do you want to do about this? I just encourage all the fathers of the family, make Sunday the day we can go and tell God, you have a problem, Lord. Make Sunday the day where the family knows God comes first. First of all, Sunday worship, but also something in the evening, whether it's we read for 5 minutes from the Gospels, a decade of the Rosary, it doesn't have to be big, something small. Frankly, we all say we want to have time to play catch with our son, to make family time, to, I don't know, just have time to sit and talk with our wife. When is that going to happen, if not Sunday? Sunday is the day we get to rest, not just veg, but actually have true leisure. And if the family knows that the Sunday we have that time for rest, okay, the family knows we can work 6 days, we can go. But if we don't have that, we're not going to have any rest, and we're not going to have any sight of actually having time together. Fathers, I just encourage you so much. It starts with you. It has to start with you. Mothers, yes, you're often the heart of the family, but the father has to be the start, the one who leads the family and makes the choice to begin. That's not saying they're better than mothers or sick, no. Like Mary is the one who was sinless, Jesus was God, and yet Joseph was called to be the leader of the Holy Family. Men, fathers, it has to start with us. And it's not big, it's not one more thing, it's just the little things of the starting with prayer, of the starting with Sunday Mass, of the having the time just Sunday rest, and letting everything come from there.